This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Let's look more closely at what the latest WikiLeaks documents tell us about one of the most dangerous nations on Earth. Many of these cables, as they're called, offer the best U.S. information about North Korea and on its ally, China. NPR's Louisa Lim is covering this story. Hi, Louisa.
Hi, Steve.
Let's start with the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-il. What glimpses do you get of him when you look through these documents?
Well, it's very interesting. We do get some first-hand reports about his condition since his stroke last year. There was a report from a Chinese counselor, Dai Bingguo, who met with him in September 2009 and said that although Kim Jong-il had lost weight, his mind was still pretty sharp. But then there was another report from January this year, so a more recent report, and that came from the U.S. consulate up in Shenyang in northeast China, and that said that Kim Jong-il was increasingly indecisive. The sources that spoke to the consulate there described one situation where he recalled all the North Koreans working and studying in China because of the defection of a single student in Beijing. This didn't go down very well with businesses and trade groups in China. They found it difficult to operate, so they pressured him to change his mind, and he then went and reversed his decision. So sources there were telling the consulate staff that there are different factions competing for his attention, making it difficult for him to set a firm and clear direction. So reading between the lines, there was some worry about his erratic behavior and whether he's really in control.
So some insights there into the leader of North Korea. Another key factor here, of course, is China, North Korea's neighbor, North Korea's really only ally in the world. What are the Chinese thinking about North Korea, according to these documents?
Reading through these documents, you really get a sense of how fed up China is becoming with North Korea. There's one quote from a Chinese official, He Yafei, who describes North Korea as behaving like a spoilt child by staging a missile test last year to get attention from the U.S. And then there's some very interesting cables from the American embassy in Seoul, and they quote the South Korean deputy foreign minister, Chun Yong-woo, at the time, and he believes China has far less influence over North Korea than most would believe. And he believes China would not be able to stop North Korea's collapse after the death of Kim Jong-il. He says he was also told by two Chinese officials they believed that if North Korea did collapse, China would be comfortable with a reunified Korea under the control of South Korea.
Let me stop you there, because that is a compelling detail. You're saying that the suggestion here is, at least the suggestion, is that the Chinese would accept the disappearance of the North Korean state and a U.S. ally taking control of the whole peninsula, moving up to the Chinese border, South Korea.
What we're talking about is a theoretical situation. This is in the event that the regime collapsed. This is clearly not China's official position right now. China is North Korea's traditional ally. They've always been seen to be as close as lips and teeth. But talking to scholars here who specialize in North Korea, they say that such a scenario in the event of regime collapse is not impossible.
NPR's Louisa Lim, thanks very much.
Thank you.